Good morning. The Mary Griffith Show is underway, whether Mary Griffith is ready or not. And that's the beauty of a Friday here at the Radio Ranch. Oh, my gosh, Quaid, your seat is so warm where you've been seated. Quaid, are you running a fever?
No.
I don't ever remember the seat being this warm before. Ooh, I'm kind of enjoying it.
My room's hot.
I've heard that about you. Madeline Brandon is here. She wishes she wasn't right now, but uncomfortably she's sitting over there ready to tell us all about what's happening at the Quincy Public Library. By the way, the Mary Griffith Show, whether I'm ready or not, is brought to me and you each and every weekday morning by Refreshment Services Pepsi Harvest Ridge Coffee. Please renew your contract despite my incompetence. We love you. Refreshment Services Pepsi, and we loved Harvest Ridge Coffee. Now, we just met you last month, right? Is this true, Madeline? You're new to the airwaves here. So give us a brief rundown in case we missed it last month. Whom are you, and what do you doom?
So I am Madeline Brandon. I just started at the library back in the very end of September. I am the Communications and Development Coordinator. So I do all the fun things like create graphics and do the marketing and all sorts of fun stuff.
All sorts of really fun stuff at the library. And there's lots of fun stuff going on at the library. We're going to just kind of start in chronological order beginning today. So one thing that you do, there are so many people, and you have a homebound book service. A lot
Right.
of people don't know about this, but if you're temporarily homebound, like say you're recovering from knee surgery or something,
mm-hmm.
you can have books delivered to your home by the library staff. And you can either say, pick me out something based on history or biography or murder mystery or whatever, and they'll curate it for you. Or you can call up and say, you know, I've got time and I've always wanted to read these 10 books, bring them by. And with that, people oftentimes want a beautiful greeting card. And so whether you know somebody who's homebound that's getting, you don't even have to know them. You've got a chance for folks to make greeting cards at the library, and then the library staff will distribute those to people who may not get a holiday card this year. Tell us all about that.
Right. So right now we've got our cart out right by the community puzzle. It's got all sorts of arts and crafts on it. You can come in, make a card, or sign a card, and then we will go deliver that for you.
And that is the nice thing. You know, what a great thing for the homebound to get a card along with their books that they're receiving that year, or they might take them across to the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's great. Your staff is going to know all the places to go where people may not get a card. And the great thing about it is you can make the card, you can sign the card. It's like a big, like an art project
mm-hmm.
out there. You can bring your own cards if you have extra Christmas cards that you'd like to share. They would appreciate those as well. So almost anything goes
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the library card activity. Just a way to get everybody together at the big community table.
Yes.
Do not disturb the puzzle.
So true.
So true. By the way, you are under video surveillance at all times. So if you steal a piece of the puzzle and then they have 5,000 piece puzzle, but they only have 4,999. They will track you down and
yes.
find out who stole the piece.
Yes, our
right
librarians are very serious about the puzzle.
Very serious about the puzzle. Another great thing about the Quincy Public Library is years ago when you expanded, the Quincy Service League helped build a children's puppet theater.
Mm-hmm.
And this room is used for a lot of things, but especially it's used to put on puppet shows. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is the puppet show of the month. Please tell us, Madeline, when we can see that.
So that will be December 4th, 8th, and 9th, which is a Monday, Friday, and Saturday. On our Monday show, that is 6 to 6:30 at night. And then on Friday and Saturday, that is 10 to 10:30 in the morning. And it's just the classic story of Rudolph.
Absolutely. There'll be a little red-nosed puppet,
mm-hmm.
and we'll learn all about Rudolph and all his friends. Will the Abominable, is the Abominable part of it?
You know, I'm not sure, but he could make an appearance.
Yukon Cornelius? We don't know if it's the same as the animated feature on CBS or if it's a different Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer story, but it'll be wonderful. Again, 6:30 on the 6 to 6:30, just a half-hour show, on the night of December 4th, and then during the daytime hours, 10 to 10:30 on the 8th and the 9th. The library has something for everybody. We have just talked about family events. We've talked about an event for small children. Now we're going to talk about an event for parents. On December 7th, they're having the Real Cost of College Planning. And there's a whole generation of students whose parents didn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So they have some comprehension, They don't really have the personal knowledge. And even like someone like me that went to college, my parents paid for a lot of that. I mean, I had a job and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, I don't really know what a struggle it was because I didn't have the struggle. Ooh. My parents had the struggle. And so I think a lot of people, if you've never been to college and you don't have any kind of clue what things, it's not just tuition.
Right.
You have to have a place to live. You have to feed them. There is information about getting grants and loans and things, mm-hmm. but you have to be a little bit savvy to know about this. So people will get their questions answered that night.
Yes. It's all about comparing the net price of college instead of the sticker price.
Aha.
All the things you can expect.
One thing we're very lucky here, because we have John Wood Community College mm-hmm. and Moberly Area Junior College. And so a lot of times people can choose to go to those for a much less price and then transfer if they want a four-year degree on later. So this is going to tell you how to do all this, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Cookie swap holiday party. This used to be very popular in the olden days. All the farm wives would get together. They'd have a day of baking. And then the next day, they would gather some of their excess, and they would all come together. And if you were a ginger snap maker and that was your that was your expertise, you'd offload all your extra ginger snaps and instead take thumbprint cookies with jam in them. And that's still going on. Explain how that works.
Yes. So, you know, you can bake as many cookies as you want, as many different kinds as you want. We just ask that you list the allergens within them, and then you'll bring them to the library, and then you'll swap it with whoever you want. And then you end up just bringing every kind of cookie you could think of home. It's a great community event.
It is a great community event, and that is happening on December 9th. What time of day is that, or is it like kind of, I mean, you have to kind of have some, it can't be all day, or is it all day?
Right.
Oh, she's double-checking her secondary source. The librarian has a reference material right in front of her. I probably have that same reference material, but you notice I'm too lazy.
Oh, it's all good.
I'm too lazy to do that.
So this one is going to be from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah, I knew there had to be some kind of finite thing on it. So make your favorite cookies, make them in abundance, mm-hmm. Make different kinds, and then take your abundance and swap. And the great thing about it is, it's kind of a one-for-one exchange, whatever. You know, if I come in with ginger snaps and you've got candy cane cookies, you can say, well, you know, I'll take six ginger snaps. Here's six candy canes. It's a great way. I think a lot of people use it to fill gift boxes mm-hmm. and stuff like that. People who give cookies, it's a great way to get different kinds of decorating techniques, just different kinds of flavors and techniques, and a great way to do that. So that is absolutely free of charge.
Yep.
Most things at the library are absolutely free of charge.
Of course.
And that is on a December 9th from 1 until 3. Mm-hmm. The Emoji Galaxy. No clue what that is. December 13th. I mean, I know what an emoji is, but this is for teenagers, so they'll know what it is. So if your teenagers are driving you crazy and you want them out of the house on the 13th, send them to the library. What do we do with an Emoji Galaxy paint night? It sounds messy.
So our teen librarian, Bridget, she will have everyone paint a galaxy background, and then you can put your favorite emoji right in the center.
Okay. So you can have a thumbs up right in front of the nebulous.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And you can put different emojis and different things. But really, this is a creative way to tell a story, too. I mean, if you pick the Big Dipper, you could have somebody drinking out of it or something, a little
Ooh.
Emoji, you know, with his tongue hanging out,
right.
you know, taking a lap out of your dipper. You just never know what they're going to come up with. See, I'm a genius myself. I should go.
Yes.
Okay. 1216 Cookies and Cocoa with Santa, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Visit Santa. Hot cocoa will be served. There'll be some cookies. There'll be a Christmas ornament that the kids can get together, and there'll be a real-life queen there. Miss Quincy, Shelby Rose, will be there. From 10 a.m. to noon on the 16th. She is a delightful young lady, and she'll be collecting donations for the Toys for Tots program that day. So the kids can bring an unwrapped toy that they would love to receive on Christmas morning mm-hmm. and put it in Miss Shelby Rose's big Santa Claus bag, and she'll take it to the North Pole and give it to Santa.
Yes.
Shelby is a wonderful lady. She's adopted, and she kind of really has a heart for foster kids and adopted kids. And so she's very, very actively involved in children's charities and a wonderful role model. Mm-hmm. The thing I like about her is some people say, well, these beauty queen pageants are kind of outdated or antiquated. But she wears her crown and her sash, and the little girls and boys look up to her. And she's such a kind and loving spirit that She's a great role model because everything about her is truly genuine. She is an attractive young lady, but it's really not a beauty pageant anymore. It's more a scholarship and poise pageant. And so not that she's not a beautiful young lady. When you're that age, everybody's beautiful, you know. Crown on your head or not, you're all pretty darn good looking when you're 20 years old. But I think that's a good role model to have at the library for kids.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's going to be great. So that's cookies and cocoa with Santa. We'll see who gets more thumbs up emojis, Santa Claus or Miss Quincy, Shelby Rose. Is there anything special besides bringing an unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots? Is there anything special that they need to bring that day or just show up?
Just show up, come ready to eat some cookies, drink some cocoa, make an ornament. It'll be a fun time.
I know that a lot of times you ask people to kind of make a reservation, not that there's a charge, mm-hmm. but just to kind of help with flow.
Right.
On something like this, where technically several hundred people could come,
right.
are you asking them to kind of say, I'll be there at 10, I'll be there at 10:30, or are you kind of trying to assign things based on reservation, or how are you doing it?
So for this one, we don't need a reservation
okay.
at all. Just come
You're
on down.
You're prepared for the
yes.
for the thundering horde. Okay. So that's a lot of things that are going on. So mark your calendars. And again, you can go on the website of the Quincy Public Library. The holiday card making all the way through the 21st. Just stop by and make the cards, sign the cards. Rudolph, the puppet show on the 4th in the evening. They always have one in the evening for those parents who can't get their kids there during the day. So the 6th. Are on the 4th of December, they'll be showing it at 6 o'clock. And then on the 8th and the 9th, it's in the daytime at 10. The real cost of college planning is at 6:30 on the 7th. Come prepared to take a big breath, and you got to do it. Got to send your kid to college. Cookie Swap is on the 9th. The Emoji Galaxy Painting for Teens is on the 13th. And Cookies and Cocoa with Santa is on the 16th. My goodness, you are busy.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, there's more. On the 18th, which is a day, are the kids out of school that day, or is that a day of school? Why are you having this all day? Just for grown-ups, or is it for kids too?
Yeah,
these look like shows that grown-ups and children could enjoy together. And I don't know if the 18th is a regular school day, but it's a holiday movie marathon from 11 in the morning till 8 in the afternoon. Oh, my gosh. Tell us about that.
We've got all the great Christmas movies that day. We've got A Christmas Story, One Christmas Eve, White Christmas, and Meet Me in St. Louis. That's just a jam-packed day for us.
That sounds fantastic. No cost ever to go to see something like that. Is that something that, again, people can come and stay all day, or do they come and go as they want, or how does that work?
You can come and go as you want. We also will have hot chocolate, coffee, water for hot tea, and popcorn.
Popcorn's back?
Yes.
When did that happen?
I believe it was recently.
Or is it just for this?
I think it's every movie Monday.
Every movie Monday has mm-hmm. popcorn now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm really excited. There for a while we didn't have popcorn, and that was kind of a bummer. I mean, you know, that darn COVID took away things from us that we don't have to talk about that. We don't
try to forget about that.
Madeline, we don't want to bring up. I didn't mean to bring up something nasty. So now we're going to have popcorn at the movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's always so nice. I can't watch a movie without popcorn.
Right.
And everybody's got to rustle the bag and chew real loud.
Yes.
And that's part of the enjoyment. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our conversation about the Quincy Public Library continues. We're going to give you an update on the bookmobile and talk about a few other things that are going on. The Holiday Movie Marathon is on the 18th. A Christmas Story at 11. One Christmas Eve at 1. White Christmas at 3:15. And Meet Me in St. Louis at 5:30. Hot chocolate, coffee, water, and popcorn will be provided. Of course, the water, hot water for hot tea. So you can make your own cup of tea. It's all going to be great. The library is closed over the holidays from the 22nd to the 25th, and then again from the 30th to the 1st. So if you want a lot of books to read over the holidays, start getting them now,
yes.
and be sure to visit Secondhand Prose. And we'll be back right after this. We are back at 9:37, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Madeline Brandon is the new Director of Communications and Development at the Quincy Public Library, and we're talking about all the great things that are going on at the public library. But right now, let's take a break from this is happening this month, to something that's been happening for years, and that is the excitement of a bookmobile. Oh, excuse me, Mary, that's the old school term. It's a mobile library. I'm always going to call it the bookmobile. And since I gave money to it, I could call it whatever I want. But it's the mobile library, the bookmobile, And you're almost there, Madeline, but you're not quite there. So you've got a special fundraising event that's coming up pretty quickly.
Yes. We are asking that we can get to this goal of $14,000. We're trying to get there so then we can be matched by the Tracy Family Foundation.
Okay. So within a very short period of time, mm-hmm. you are going to try to raise $14,000. Okay. And what is the short period of time?
We're really just trying to get this done, wrapped up the first quarter of this coming year.
Okay, so yes. By March,
yes.
you hope to get donors equaling $14,000 and then get this match from the Tracy Family Foundation.
Right.
And explain what a mobile library is, because we all remember the old bookmobile, which was just basically this gigantic converted bus that had shelves and shelves of library books, and you would walk on, just like you're stepping onto a passenger bus, and you'd check out, you'd get all your books, and there'd be a lady there, a librarian on mm-hmm. board, and she'd check you out. Well, that's part of this, but this is so much more. This is a moving entertainment and educational extravaganza. Oh, they've yes. got a thing to show movies on the side of it. They've got, it's all disability accessible. I mean, tell us a little bit about what a modern day mobile library looks like when we think of the old bookmobile.
So from my memory, the bookmobile was this magical place where I could get any VHS tape I dreamed of. That's what I looked forward to the most. So, I mean, it'll be very similar, but now, you know, now we've got DVDs on there. We've got video games. You can rent video games, books, DVDs, really any material that you could normally get from the library. But right now it's outside your house.
It's going to come around to different neighborhoods. And the best thing about it is, let's say there's a tree lighting ceremony in the park.
Mm-hmm.
The mobile library can be there showing a Christmas movie on the side of the bus.
Yes.
There can also be special Christmas books that kids can check out. Any kind of festival or activity that's going on in the Quincy Public Library District or in the Tri-Township District or whatever, you know, we extend a little bit beyond our city limits. The mobile library can go there. It can do anything. It is truly a rolling stock,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be constantly replenished so that it's not the same old, same old.
Yes.
But you can check out the books from there and return them there, or you can return them anywhere you want, or you can tell them, I guess if it's going to be at the corner of, you know, 10th and Jackson every Thursday at 3 or whatever, mother can call in and say, now my kid really likes this kind of book. Would you put 4 or 5 of them on the bus for him so that he can, you know, look at those and maybe check those out? The possibilities are endless.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really an exciting project, and it's been in the works for a couple of years. I know that the actual framework of the mobile system has been ordered, and now
right.
it's being custom fitted for Quincy Public Library needs.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very close to achieving. When do you expect that this bus is going to roll into town and we're going to start seeing this mobile library out and about? Is that 2024 or are we 2025?
In my dream world, I would love to see it the day of the Dogwood Parade. That would be my dream.
Really?
I'm hoping that's possible.
Oh, Madeline, that would be so great.
Yes.
That would be so fantastic. Do you know how many kids? I mean, it's been a generation since we've had a bookmobile.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm laughing because you're so young. You remember taking VHS. We didn't have VHS tapes when I was a little wee one. I had to make do with just regular books. You know, and that was just it. I mean, the thought of what the Quincy Public Library is today compared
oh, yeah.
to what it was when I went to it right across the street here at 4th and Main, mm-hmm. where, you know, there were 4 copies of Little House on the Prairie, and if 3 other little girls had them out, you were tough toenails, you know. And so, I mean, first of all, just the amount of stuff you have. You can get movies. You can get artwork.
Right.
If you're sick and tired of looking at the same picture on your wall, they actually will let you check out artwork at the Quincy Public Library. You don't even have to go to the library. If you want to watch a movie on your device, if you want to read a book on your Kindle, you can check it out through the Quincy Public Library. Educate us a little bit about that, because now I know you can do it. Don't have any clue how to do it. But, I mean, if folks out there are listening and say, well, gee whiz, you know, why would I go and buy a book when I can read it and return it free at the Quincy Public Library, which is already taxpayer supported?
Right. So if you don't want to come into our physical location, we actually have so many apps you can download. We have an app called Canopy where you can watch all sorts of movies, new or old. They're on there. We have an app called Boundless, Libby, You can listen to audiobooks. You can read ebooks. They have this really cool feature with audiobooks right now where some of them, if they're really popular, they're like a theatrical experience. So as you're listening to someone run through the woods, you can also hear the rain coming down. You can hear the leaves rustling. It's such a magical experience.
There's so many different things that you can do at the library. And again, as we mentioned, topping it off, if you're homebound, they will bring library books to you. So that is all very much going on. We've talked a little bit about what's happening. We didn't talk about Monday movies. I think next Monday it's Bridge on the River Kwai.
That is correct.
That is one of my all-time favorites. Right. See, back in the olden days, you only got to see those movies once a year. Mm-hmm. I don't know when they showed Bridge on the River Kwai. It may have been around Veterans Day or maybe Memorial Day. But I remember as a kid, it was like must-see watching. Oh. It came out, you know, in the movie theater, but then every year you could watch that on TV, just like The Wizard of Oz came out once a year, and Cinderella. And kids today, they can watch this stuff anytime. But if you really want to see a great experience with popcorn, mm-hmm. so that's Monday at 1 and again at 5, right?
Yes, correct.
And then what's the movie after that?
So after that will be Fiddler on the Roof.
That's a long one. That's even got an intermission in it, doesn't it?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. They actually, because it was so long, they changed it from Yentl to Fiddler on the Roof. So it was originally Yentl, but now we're doing Fiddler on the Roof instead.
Well, Fiddler's pretty long, too.
Yeah.
Well, put Yentl back on.
I'll see what I can do.
But the problem is, see, it's got to be something that the library closes at 8 o'clock. So it really has to be something that fits in that time
frame.
Yeah. But I love the Monday movies. When you guys quit doing Monday movies, I took another little part-time job. So, you know, but now I'm going to have to say to my boss, that I have to be off by 4:45 because I got to get to Monday movies. So next week, Bridge on the River Kwai, and then Fiddler on the Roof. And then I think that'll be it before Christmas, won't it?
Yeah, but then we'll have our movie marathon.
Movie marathon, mm-hmm. which is all day long on the 18th. So that ought to be enough for your Christmas Story, Christmas Eve, White Christmas, and Meet Me in St. Louis, which many people don't know that Meet Me in St. Louis is a Christmas movie.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people don't, because it doesn't have Christmas in the... Mm-hmm. Okay, Madeline, you're an educated young woman. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
To me, yes.
Okay. You and most people.
Right.
It's so funny, though, because I think a lot of people think a Christmas movie has to have Santa Claus or Rudolph. It doesn't. It just has to be set in a holiday setting.
Yes.
And be something that we want to watch every year because it gives us good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's, what is your favorite Christmas movie, by the way?
I love The Christmas Story. I'll never get over that. That is the movie we watch every single year. It's, you know, don't they play it on a loop for 24 hours?
I think there's some channels that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah. My favorite, you know, now on TV, one of the channels on my extended network, I can watch a Yule Log.
Oh.
I mean, I just turn on that channel, and if I want, there's a fireplace. I have a fireplace below and a fireplace above.
Perfect.
I have a real fireplace and a fake fireplace. Fake fireplace, I never have to put anything in it. So, A Christmas Story. And what would you say is, as far as, what's the word I'm using to? The number of people who check out books, the readership, what's that? Circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. See, I have poor circulation in my brain, so I couldn't think of the word circulation. As far as circulation goes, I think the library is getting more and more circulation. There may not be more and more people coming to your brick-and-mortar building. Do you have any facts and figures? And I'm asking this off the top of my head, so please, if you don't know, what's the percentage of your circulation that are from people who do not visit the physical plant but do it online or through a device, still use the material, still circulate the material, but don't circulate it by going and taking something off a shelf?
You know, I'm not sure about the exact numbers, but I get a lot of messages. Anytime an app goes down for maintenance, people are messaging me on Facebook saying, what happened to my app? Which is totally understandable. And then about a half hour later, like, okay, it's back on now.
So there are people who depend on that and rely on that.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I know the library, when you come to development, the library has a couple of different branches. In other words, there's the Quincy Public Library, which is funded by the taxpayers of the library district, which is basically the boundaries of the city of Quincy. And then there's a few other library districts that pay to be part of it so they can use the library too. But you also have the Friends of the Library that mm-hmm. run the secondhand pro store inside the library. And I think that's kind of an unsung hero. When folks are looking to buy something, Quade, my partner, was asking earlier, do you ever buy something used or do you ever give something used to somebody for a gift? I said, yeah, a used book, a used piece of jewelry, something that has sentimental value. It still has great value, but you don't need it any longer, but it has, this was mine when I was a child. Give it to a child. Secondhand Pros is a great place to go shopping.
Oh, absolutely.
So for folks who have never been in there, because, you know, bookstores are kind of a thing of the past almost. We do have a good one uptown in Chanson.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, if somebody wants to go into the Quincy Public Library and just take an immediate right and go right into Secondhand Pros, what will they find there?
Thousands and thousands of books. You should see how many books we have. It's unbelievable, truly. And they're all priced at a really low price. So you could spend hours in there just curating your next to-be-read list. It'd be a great time.
To-be-read list. I like that. I like that a lot. So I know the Christmas books are on sale this month, which is probably no surprise to most people. I mean, after all, this is the time you have a sale. And most of the children's books are only about a quarter a piece anyway.
Right.
You know, the littlest kids' books are so thin, and, you know, they usually sell for like a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could go in there and buy books for every kid on your shopping list and probably spend $3.
Yes.
And, I mean, again, you know, teaching them the love of reading is the most important thing that there is going on. How much is the library, and you're director of development now, too, in communications, how much is the library trying to partner? Tell me about some of your symbiotic relationships you have with different organizations that you're trying to partner with to bring more people into the library. I know last night you had the community read and come to an end, you know, with people coming down to the library to discuss what they took out of the book made. Are you trying to do more of those kind of things?
Yes, I believe, you know, we're working on summer read right now. I'm not sure who we will partner with quite yet, but for our community read, we partnered with Quinata, and as you said, we wrapped that up last night. We had such a great turnout. We really couldn't have done it without Quinata's help. So for the library, it's super important that we get these great partnerships.
Okay. So if somebody has an idea that they would want to partner with the library, if they want to make a contribution to the library, to the bookmobile, or to helping fund a collection of children's stories or whatever, do they just call you, just call the library and say, I'd like to talk to Madeline?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and see how that goes. Because, again, we have to raise $14,000 by March 31st. How many days does March have in it? We'll say 30, just in case I'm wrong. 30 days has September, April, 31. March has 31 days in it. So by the 31st, we have to raise $14,000 to get the Tracy Family Foundation match.
Yes.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Anything else for the good of the cause? Did I miss anything? Did we talk about everything? You bring me so much stuff. I love it. We've got Cookies and Cocoa with Santa. We've got the puppet shows. We've got Fiddler on the Roof, the Bridge on the River Kwai, and the movie marathon. Okay. I think I've got it all.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Covered it.
Everybody, do not be caught on a snowy winter day without plenty of books for your children to read and for you to read. And I'm doing a reading project with a special kid that I know. And we're reading every Wednesday together, and I got to tell you, it fills my soul. You know, the other day, because I say, look at the picture and see if you can figure out the word, and he said, lizard. I said, good, but that's not the word. Now look how it's spelled. I-G-I-G. He went, iguana. I said, see, you learned a new word.
Aww.
And it's just so magical, you know, because most children's books, you don't really have to know how to read. You could tell the story just by looking at the pictures, but the pictures go along with the words. So if they can't figure something out and they're trying to sound it out, I always say, look at the picture. What is the picture of? And then they figure it out. So if you look at the picture and it's a lizard, well, that's not quite the word we're looking for, but yeah, iguana works. And then later they called it a lizard and he knew that word. So it's just amazing. I love reading. I think it's important. Thank you so very much for coming by today. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Everybody give to the mobile library, the bookmobile, by contacting the Quincy Public Library.